K-Rock 955. This is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist Adrian and Amanda Williams. A key game played yesterday at West Oval, and it was Inverleigh 12-10-82 over the Geelong West Giants 69. The Giants now find themselves 8 points outside the top five with six rounds to play, while Inverleigh are almost a lock to play finals. They sit in second spot, two games clear of fourth place, where it would be Central. So you would expect, once again, Inverleigh to claim the double chance. If they do, that is six straight years. Their coach, Adam Donoghue, good enough to join us. Buck, thanks for your time. Firstly, a crucial win for your side just to keep that separation between yourselves and fourth place, where it would be Central's.
Thanks, Kenny. Yeah, it was a pleasing win in the end. I said to the boys before the game, it was the start of a really big month for us. So that's first one ticked off, and then, you know, Anarchy next week, and then Winton Bano. So it's a pretty big month for us coming up.
You always just seem to be able to keep West at arm's length. They did come at you a couple of times, but did it feel like you were in control of the game?
Yeah, we sort of felt that. It's a bit of a weird one. I think both teams' foot skill or skills by hand and by foot were pretty poor all day. It was a pretty good day as well. So we did feel like we were in control, but no, West probably missed some pretty crucial opportunities in front of goal that they sort of kicked, and half-time was 13 points up, and it probably should have been around even, if not in West's favour. So, in the second half, we felt like we had control. We just sort of, they just kept coming at us. But like we have done a lot of this year, we just found ways to win, which is really good.
Yeah, 12 points up at three-quarter time. What's your message to the boys about making sure that you're still in front come the final siren?
I think I was sort of a bit agitated at three-quarter time. We weren't really playing the way that we planned to. We were sort of just going really quickly at all costs and didn't really control the footy. So the message was just to control the footy, make them sort of defend, make them do something stupid, and we'd sort of score from that. So we were pretty lucky we got a goal early on to go into 18 points. But then as they do and as we expected, they pegged us back, got within a couple of kicks, but we just sort of, as I said before, found a way to win.
Casey Meehan's impressive season continues.
Yeah, he's a star, Casey. Unfortunately, after next week, we lose him for 5 weeks. We luckily enough getting back for finals. So, he's going to leave a massive hole for us, but he's probably been in our best two every game for the year. So he'd be probably winning their best and fairest by a mile. He's having a really good season.
So heading overseas or work related?
Yeah, studying overseas in England, I think. So it's a 5 week period. So, but that's part of footy and part of life. So he's assured me he'll do some work over there and come back and be in ripping nick for the first final if we make it.
One thing that you've had this year is real stability. It's been a key, hasn't it? Just having a quick glance at the players you've used this year, I think you've only used about 32 or 33 players. And a lot of guys have played either 10 or more games. It makes it easy to coach a side when you've got that consistency.
Yeah, it certainly does. And we've probably got a squad of about 32 that will sort of play senior footy. And I think, you know, by round four, I think we've probably used about 29 or 30 of them. So I think since round four, we've only played two extra players that haven't played. So, we've been pretty lucky with injuries as well, which obviously helps. So I know teams out there are struggling when they get injuries with depth-wise and stuff. But, yeah, we've been pretty lucky.
Talk to us about the run coming up. You've got Anarchy this week. They're coming off a win, and they made life tough for you back in round two.
Yeah, they did. They seriously outplayed us in round two, and we were very lucky to get away with it. And I was just listening to Maury then. They sound like they've got things going. I think they've got, you know, three or four really dangerous forwards, Ettridge and Kevin McEwen, Walsh and Harrison and the like. So our midfield and our pressure is going to have to be really up and about. But I'm confident, you know, after round two, we've learned a lot from that game. So we're pretty confident going in, but, yeah, we need to play our best.
Yeah, Anarchy, Winchelsea, Bannockburn, North Geelong, Werribee Central's Belmont Lions to finish. You can't say once you hit finals that you're not match-hardened.
No, that's right. So we've got three teams that are there and about around us, and then three that are sort of below us. So it'll be a big test. And like I said yesterday, top three's on the line. Winch and Werribee are coming, and they're going to continue to put pressure on that second and third spot. So we just have to keep winning and make sure no one takes our spot in that top three.
On a personal note, how are you enjoying coaching 12 rounds in?
Yeah, loving it. Yeah. Like I've said to you before, Kingy, we've got some good people on the bench helping me, so I can just go out there and play. Yeah, absolutely having a ball. The boys are backing me up every week, which is great. So, yeah, one of the better decisions I've made in football.
Absolutely. Well, Buck, well done. It's been a great start to season 2019 in your coaching career. 10-2 is a great record. You're going to play finals, but it's just now whether you can secure that double chance in coming weeks. And obviously, yeah, as you said, big games. Winchelsea, Bannockburn in there, obviously inside that top five. Werribee Central's as well in round 17. It's going to be an interesting run to September. Well done on the win, and always a pleasure to talk footy with you, Buck. Thank you.
Thanks, Kingy. Cheers, mate.